The prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, we thank you, God, for your watch, care, and guidance. We thank you for the blessings of life. We thank you for these city commissioners and officers in the town. We pray, God, your blessings upon them. Guide them and direct their thoughts. Bless each one that's come this way tonight. Bless their families. Watch over us and keep us ever in the center of your will. Thank you for our life, and thank you for the blessings of being able to gather and assemble in your name and conduct the work and the business of Quibble, Tennessee. Thank you again, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everyone up here, that's the mayor. Sandra.
Do real well, unless you want to do my real.
Go ahead.
Ask her for that requirement, Sunshine.
Yes, we did, Mr. Mayor. Mayor Hooper, Commissioner Crabtree.
Here.
Commissioner Parker.
Here.
Commissioner Adderton.
Here.
Vice Mayor, Mr. Nunley.
Here.
City Manager, Mr. Mistro.
Here.
And City Attorneys, Ms. Willis and Mr. Bible. I didn't forget you.
Okay, the approval of previous meetings and minutes, July 6th and July 13th.
Okay.
I make a motion. I'll second the approval minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
New business, Ann Ramsey Trailer Park.
Guess you, Ashley's on, they've probably already got a copy of it though, haven't they?
I'm sure, I mean, yeah, we have a copy of all that.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you.
Sure.
Do you want to address the commission about?
Yes, I would like to know why, and there's no, and I would like to explain this, there's no raw sewage on the ground. The guys were up there that same evening that the officer and the building inspector was up there and mowed the ditch there, and it was dry. There's no sewage on, I mean, they could testify to that. And I don't know where all this came up about, but there's one trailer there that maybe have to be done away with, but the rest of them, I don't think so. So I don't really understand these other people. They live like a block away. So I don't know, but I've been told that y'all are wanting to condemn my trailer park, so.
You might ought to bring them up to.
We don't have any paperwork.
They don't know what's going on, because this was something that was started, I mean, Sandra doesn't know. You want to explain to them what's going on?
To my understanding is a resident had gone around and taking up signatures for a petition for issues with Ms. Ramsey's trailer park. We've had complaints about raw sewage on the property. We had our building inspector go out there along with an officer. If I remember correctly, when our building inspector went out there, there was some hostility and he felt more comfortable with having an officer escort him on the property. There are some conditions with the trailers from talking with officers here who have responded that we had some concerns as far as the condition that people were living in at that mobile home park. So that's where this was coming. I believe I was at a conference when the signatures had come in. And if I remember correctly, the building inspector is one that gave you a copy of the list of names?
Yes, I came down here and got...
Would you mind if I made a copy of that for all the commissioners up here?
All right, one of them says this right here was not on it. Jake Smith, he was falsely misrepresented in that one. Okay, but you can help, yeah, you can help.
Okay, I'll make a copy for everybody up here.
And I think it's just not only
I'll be right back.
The people around, it was, we've had issues, police issues, with the people that are living there. And we're getting 20 calls a month, I'd say, at least.
And I would more than likely say that one of them is probably my grandson. And the other one, I just put her out. I finally, they kept saying, oh, well, just let her stay here a little longer. So I finally lost my temper and I put her out.
I think that...
Hope he didn't.
Yeah, she has told them that... She told the building inspector he needed to come back with a court order, so I think that's what we're looking at. He is going to have to go get a court order to go up there and inspect the property, because he has to go inside literally to be able to inspect the property to see what living conditions and stuff is going on.
Can I say something, please? The day that the building inspector came was 2 days after I went into the mobile home, because that trailer he went into was my, fixing to be my home. Me and Mr. Ramsey talked. I told her I would go in there and clean up, see if it needs to be repaired. Okay, I'm on disability. I get $735 a month. There is nothing available in Marion County. All right, so
here's
a waiting list tonight is anywhere from 2 to 1 year wait. Anything for other waiting lists for any subsidized housing and approved housing is anywhere from 1 year to 6 months. Okay, so me and Mr. Ramsey talked. The building inspector went up on a set of steps that me and Mr. Ramsey already talked about replacing.
I told him.
And I said, it will be replaced. They have been replaced. The other cosmetic and other adjustments and repairs that are being done on the property in my trailer are being done. Because when you have nowhere else to go, what is presented to you as a possible home, you take that. You can make anything into a home. It could be a cardboard box. You can structurally rebuild it and make it into a home. Your head down it. Not just come in, just drop your clothes off, eat and go to sleep. You live there. And the people that had lived there before, they didn't care. Now, I am one of those that do care. Because I have no place to go. Now, my ex-husband's people have lived here for 40 years. I've been here for 18. And that 18 years was abused for 16 of them. Now, I'm a single woman who's finally had something I can call home and not have to be worried about someone coming in and beating on me. So, Ms. Ramsey talked. She said, are you sure? I said, anything can be made into a home if the people are willing to make it a home.
And I have improved the trailer. I have redone the steps and redone several different things.
Because if the tenant would come and talk and say, listen, this is what's really going on, and be truthful about it, then they can be done. Adjustments and repairs can be done. You know, but when people don't say nothing and just slap some duct tape to it and let it go on, you can't just bandage something and expect it to heal itself.
And when they came up there, they said the judges signed all this. They had the judge's signature. They did not have the judge's signature. I asked them about 4 times what they were there for.
Now, Bart Raines knows about it. He's our judge.
But I asked him, where was the judge's signature? That's what got me angry.
But he was aware of Mr. Brackett, what he was doing. He was aware of it.
But Mr. Brackett didn't have anything to show me. They hadn't notified me. They hadn't done anything that has come up.
To my understanding, and I don't mean to cut you off, to my understanding, this petition was actually done by a resident in that area. This was not done by the city. However, an inspection by the Marion County, this is what was brought to our attention. I will tell you that, yes, I have. If we get a report of raw sewage, it is my job and my duty to report to the health department, let them go out and check. Also, to have our building inspector go out there and see what type of condition. You know, if we don't, investigate what's going on, then we are partially at fault. Not partially, we are at fault for not following what residents have asked us to do. I have not seen a report from either the health department or from Mr. Brackett as far as the conditions that he found in either case.
Okay, Peggy Hudson lives on Michigan Avenue. She's like a little over a block away. Jake Smith, he's on Michigan Avenue. He's maybe a block and a half away. This Mr. Tate, he's the one that says there's raw sewage coming down the ditch. There is not. You can ask the workers that came up there that evening and mowed that ditch line.
The city workers?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Larry was up there with the boom mower, cutting the trees and stuff.
Yes, they were up there that evening. They mowed that whole entire ditch line and trimmed off some trees there.
Has Roy been inside the truck?
Roy only got to go in one, and
he went into mine.
He couldn't do a report on any of them because Ann told him he had to leave.
Empty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was empty. Uh-huh. I told him we were working on it. I hadn't even tried to rent it because we were working on it. I said the steps are very, very bad. He jumped up in there anyway. And he said, explain to me if somebody gets hurt there, I'm responsible.
Yes, ma'am.
I had asked him not to because it was empty. The doors were open because we'd been in there working on it. And that's where the hostility come in.
Okay.
How many charters are there?
There's seven.
There's seven?
I don't know.
Do you have them all rented?
No.
All seven?
No.
How many do you have empty?
There's three. Three empty.
What are the conditions of those trailers? Are they habitable or?
Well, one of them I just put out. The door's locked. I haven't been in there to really see.
Okay.
I just put her out. And that's where the police came to most of the time.
Okay.
He's a hard one.
Well, he knows. And my grandson, you know. And my grandson lives in the first one, and I gave him that trailer when he moved in there, and he was responsible for any damages, any upkeep, anything he wanted to do, because he doesn't pay me anything, not even a water bill.
That's right.
So I give it to him as long as he wanted to live there, but he was supposed to do the upkeep.
Yes, ma'am.
So as you can see, he hasn't done any, but I did go mow and hauled off a couple of truckloads of garbage that one of them had left that I just put out. All right, there was a tree fell, so we got rid of that, and we have been doing some cleanup and some redoing. So, I know better than to leave raw sewage on the ground, and that I wouldn't do.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I mean, that's not going to be.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not crazy. I mean, you know. This is where I get my living from.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. There is nothing like that on the ground.
Yes, ma'am. Officer, if y'all don't mind, Officer Tiller, have you been in multiple trailers out there?
I've only been in two of them.
In two of them? What were the conditions that you found inside as far as structure-wise?
One at the very back where we go the most of the time, the young lady she's talking about.
The one I just put out.
It was habitable.
Okay.
The very first one, where our grandson lives, it needs some work.
It needs a new roof.
It needs a lot of work, and I really can't understand why he's still living there.
Okay. Is it in your, as far as structurally, is it safe for it to be habitated?
In my opinion, the very first trailer, no.
Okay.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we table this for 30 days to the next city meeting and get a report from the building inspector on what he actually found or what he's seen or whatever.
The only
problem I see, you're working on it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have any paperwork in front of us showing what the inspector found when he went up there. So I make a motion that we table it for 30 days and get these reports back. In the meantime, Ms. Ramsey needs to do what she got to do because it's dropping the value of everybody's house around there, whether they live next door or a block over.
Or two blocks over.
Right.
Right.
So I'm going to make that motion that we table until next meeting.
We got a motion.
I'll second.
You know, that's why Roy needs to go in there, because he can make recommendations to tell you, this is what, he's not trying to condemn nothing. He wants, he'll go in there and say, this is what needs to be done.
It needs to be a site, how many children does he have up there?
There's not any children, there's one child.
It needs to be living conditions.
I mean, it's...
They're older, they ain't older people, but they're,
Ms. Ramsey?
I guess? Forties, fifties?
If you would prefer, and I'll touch base with both inspectors, but I'd ask, would you prefer if I come out there?
I don't really care who comes out there, I mean, as long as you let me know you're coming.
Yes, ma'am.
It's where I can tell anybody that is living there, hey, be expecting this person, you know.
Okay. Is there a good contact number I can reach you?
423-658-5420.
4520?
5420.
5420, okay. I will get in touch with you once I talk with the inspectors, and then we'll set up a time we can come out there.
I don't even care if he comes back, but you know, I mean, they need to, see, I asked them four times what they were doing there. They ignored me until I got out of the vehicle and went around. Then they tell me, you know, which I knew the officer, I don't know his name, but I knew he worked here. And I tell the guy, the inspector, the steps are very bad now, we've been working on that trailer, so. The door's open, but, you know, I wouldn't suggest getting on them steps. He just got through telling me that if somebody got hurt, I'd be responsible. So I, you know, I was asking him, don't do it. The front door was open, he could've went through there, but he chose to bail through the back. And yes, it made me angry.
Yes, ma'am.
I just felt like they was just running over my privacy, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And I did get angry.
I think what we're wanting is just to make sure that it is livable, it's habitable, and that the property is being kept up.
Yes.
But like I said, what I'll do is I'll talk with the inspectors, make a time, check a time that's convenient for you, and we will make a time that Roy and I can both come out there, and that way if you have any issues, I can address it there.
Okay.
All right.
Let me say one more thing. Jake Smith said he was under the impression that they were gonna close the, all right, there's a road coming up from Steve Atterton's here, cutting across the Edwin Griffiths Field. That was the impressions that Jake got when he signed this. Somebody been stealing his gas. He was talking to Steve about it. And he said this up here wasn't even on here when he signed this paper, because that was just, you know, I mean, this is...
That's the first time I've ever seen it, so I don't know.
This is for all false pretenses, taking a piece of paper out here and saying, hey, the city's gonna take care of getting people stealing your gas. These people were coming from Steve Atterton's trailer park, not mine. They crossed over Edwin Griffiths Field, going to the other highway. All right, the two of the closest neighbors there is there, Edwin Griffiths did not sign this paper, neither did Christine Vaughn. She said, I've never been bothered with them people. Them people has never bothered me. And then for the people on Michigan Avenue here, you know, to sign it, a block and a half or two blocks away,
I understand what you're saying, sir, because if you have a house that's not been worked on or anything, it does depreciate the value of everybody else's property around. So if it can get fixed, you know, it can get fixed, then the value of the property still keeps increasing.
All right, where's the next meeting time?
It's
I think we had a... Yes.
Okay, got the motion, got a second.
Turn my tape and phone on.
Oh, I agree.
Yes.
We already had a motion and...
We just had to say aye.
We just had to say aye.
Motion carried.
So it's gonna be tabled.
It'll be September the 14th.
Yeah, if you don't care, just write it on the back of that, please.
It'll be September the 14th at 6 o'clock.
What I'll try to do is when we get out there, get some photos, and then I will put together a report for the commission.
So you're gonna look at it
Yes, ma'am.
First before Roy goes back?
No, I'm gonna get in contact with the health department and with Roy, and I'll schedule a time to go out there with him.
We're just gonna use your information.
Okay. And then I'll put together a report for y'all.
And your name is what, sir?
Todd Mistro.
And a possible list of things that could be fixed
That's what Roy will do.
Okay.
This is what needs to be done, we'll tell you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
I'm gonna give you one of my cards, and that way you know how to get ahold of me.
All right.
Thank you for letting us speak.
Give both y'all one.
All right.
If you have any more problems, just give me a call.
All right, yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Same, ma'am.
Okay, moving on to old business.
No, we still got one more.
Yeah, I got it.
Library.
Library board.
Todd's gonna do that.
We have a vacancy, on the library, in, Mayor Hooper has talked to Dolores Jones Rogers and, would like us to nominate her for the position on the library board.
I would say something before we go into that. I wanna apologize to the city and the board. I was asked to take that job at the time that I took the job as on the library board. I was gonna retire and all this stuff. Next thing I know, I'm retired and going back to work, so. They were having their meetings during the daytime. I'm having to work during the daytime, and I've been able to attend the meetings, and they have it in different places, different parts.
Yes, sir.
I just wanna apologize to the city and the board for having vacated. I'd like to make a motion that Mrs. Dolores be nominated.
Appreciate it.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Old business, Steve out at Chester Street repairs.
Those are right here.
They've all seen them.
We've seen them. Okay.
Did they have pictures in there of the overgrown property?
No.
Do not believe so. But what we're doing right now
They went out.
Is, right now I'm going around and grading the roads, the ditches, the tiles, looking for overgrown properties. Rain's kinda been a little bit, a factor, but, I think I've gotten a large chunk of the roads taken care of, and as soon as I can, get back and get everything complete, is I will get a report to y'all as far as what the conditions and start trying to prioritize. And hopefully with our 5-year plan, we can go ahead and start scheduling when we need to get the road repairs done.
City manager's report.
The senior grant is in, successfully was submitted on July 31. As we've been kind of talking before the meeting started, while it says it's supposed to take a 2-month review period, I would fully expect anywhere from 4 to 6 months is what I'm figuring. So I would be looking around December, January, possibly. So I don't want everybody worried in 2 months that, hey, if we hadn't heard anything, that's something bad. We've all worked really hard to get something together for this housing grant. Like I said, it's approximately $2.3 million development for the city of Whitwell alone. We do have contingency plans in case the grant doesn't go through. We are looking at other options to where we can look at the housing and also look at the expansion of our infrastructure in that area. Advertisement. This was a gentleman had approached Mayor Hooper about wanting possibly for us to advertise during the football games at Whitwell. They're both televised for home games, and also they're put on live stream on the internet. Some of the discussion, we're looking at it's $349 a month for 4 months. For each month is $100 in commercials that we're getting, 30-second slots. They're willing to work with us so that we don't have to advertise, use up all that advertisement time during football. We can spread it out throughout the year. We didn't initially budget. We have not budgeted for this expense as far as advertisement.
What would we be advertising? Just like things going on?
Yes, ma'am. The Labor Day celebration, the rodeo.
Christmas parade.
Yes, to where that would give us an opportunity, and they're putting together the advertisement. It's in four counties. I believe there should be, yes, on the back, which channels, which counties they're covering. Or what we can look at doing is going $125 a month, billed over 4 months. And that's going to be 30 seconds, three 30-second TV commercials and three 30-second internet commercials per game. I kind of want to get your feedback as far as whether or not it's this year or possibly next year. You know, having 400 commercials that we're able to spread throughout the year, the one thing I think we've been trying to begin here is utilizing that park more than what we currently are doing, such as the rodeo. I know there's been talk about the barbecue contest, the things that we're doing on Labor Day, the Christmas parade. You know, this could be a good opportunity to get the word out to the surrounding areas. Whether or not we do it this year or we look next year, kind of my question is to you is, do we want to start small, let the commercials go, do the 125 build over the 4 months, see how it goes, see how the commercials look, and then look at next year possibly discussing this in our budget and working to get it to fit into the budget.
I think it's a good thing because, I mean, I think we need that community involvement again, and that's going to, you know, if the Tigers know where the city's behind them, you know, that kind of thing, we definitely need to do that. I would be more starting small, it'd be my opinion on
okay.
that, and see how it goes.
Okay.
So you saying we don't have it budgeted right now?
No, sir.
What is advertising expenses?
We budgeted
2,300,
but if you add those up 4 months, that's almost $1,400, and we have a lot of ads and advertisement that we do throughout the month for different other things, and I didn't take an account for that.
So it's $4,750 per game plus $125 a month.
It's
$125. That my opinion, I told him that we could afford the $125. We can't afford the $349.
Yeah,
that's something that we can look at in the future.
So it'd be $500 for 4 months
yes.
of advertising.
Yes.
And then if it works out, then next year
we budget. But when we do the budget workshop, then we need to include that in it.
What I'm asking is right now, if we did the $500 one, we have it budgeted.
We have it budgeted. I just wouldn't feel comfortable doing the other because that would take away from other advertisers.
Is this just home games or is this every game?
Yes, ma'am. I believe it is just the.
It's just home it? Games.
The internet now. The internet one is every game.
Okay. Yes.
Sure.
It says per game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that's why I was wondering. I didn't know if it's.
It don't say home games. So it's per game. So I would assume it would be for every game that they play.
I hear emojis in. I think they got Charlie. I can't remember last year if they were showing the away games.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have Charlie.
I don't either.
But still, even if it's just the home games, and then you get the internet,
I mean,
we'll do it out.
I say we try it.
Okay.
And see how it goes. I mean, that's my feeling on it.
Make a motion, Jim.
I hear a motion.
I'll second.
No, he said to hear a motion. I thought he said make a motion.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
There you go.
All in favor.
And that's to
the small one.
That's to do the 125
miles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that we can, I have talked with them, so if we can get something together, especially for Labor Day, I know it's coming up quick. He's willing to try to get this out a little bit quicker for our first advertisement. But I will give him a call. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
City Recorder report.
I have distributed the 1 month financial report for everybody to review. Does anybody have any questions on it? Because it's kind of hard to tell what you're doing when you've got 1 month into it, but.
Pretty good so far. Where are we on our, I'll ask you later.
Where are we at?
On the multimodal, where are we?
It's at a standstill right now because of the BAT study.
Well, the BAT study just finished up.
Finished it, but it takes a while to get the information together. Yeah, because I talked to Brandy when I was doing my year end to make sure there wasn't no outstanding bills. And she said that they hadn't done anything because they were getting the NEBUS, whatever.
And that's supposed to be the area before you get Lofties, if you.
Yes.
This way.
Yes.
About where the coal miner station is.
Coal mine, right where the coal miner station. It's, yeah.
But now if that comes back okay, I think the last I heard it was supposed to start, what, in February maybe?
We were projected for early 2018.
Okay.
Spring.
That was the last thing I heard on it, so.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I need approval. We have actually, we rezoned our, we had some money in an account called the Industrial Park account. And I have discussed this with the auditors to make sure that it's not earmarked for industrial money. It's just, that was just the bank account it was in. Because it was from the industrial park when we sold the land to the, was it the, what's that man up there that owns that? That owns the shirt factory.
Bill Payne.
Bill Payne, when he bought that. And you know, we had to divide the money up between Crossroads and Whitwell. Well, that's what, we have like, roughly over 79, I think it's.
79,300.
Yeah, I just wanna close that account to put it into the restricted cash account. And that way we can draw more interest on it and then we'll get rid of one account. And it will be restricted for just for certain use for infrastructure stuff like the other money that's in the street.
Keep up with that.
Yeah, it'd be easier to keep up with. And we actually draw more interest in the restricted cash account.
You mind bringing up, I'll get me headed to the, yeah. I forgot to do that.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we transfer the industrial park checking fund into the restricted cash fund.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
I have one more thing. Back when I started in January of 2011, we was going through the state audit and I couldn't get access to any bank account or anything. So we had to, Jens had to agree into the board at that time had agreed that me and Tucker could have access to, like if I call the bank, I need to know the balance. I couldn't even do that. Jens have to give us our approval because Todd can't do it right now. I can do it. Todd can't. He couldn't call and say, what's the balance on that bank account? They wouldn't give it to him. I just need your approval and so I can put it in the minutes saying that Jens, he has approval to access information on our bank accounts. He's not going to be able to sign anything or anything. He just got to be able to have access to the accounts if he needs to.
I'll make a motion. I'll say it.
Hey, what did you say about the football? What did you say about football?
He's carrying the football.
You're carrying the football.
That's all you have to eat.
That's it. I'm done.
The lease report.
Any questions on that?
Done a fine job.
Fire department.
Any questions on that one?
I do have one, man. On the bank account thing, that'll give him access to all our accounts?
What I'll do is, once we Jens approve the approved minutes, I'll give those minutes saying that he has the board's approval to be able to access any information on the bank accounts.
I just wanted to make sure that it was. And I would give it to,
give it to Towers Bank, I will give it to First Volunteer, okay. And I'll give a copy to Citizens Tri County.
I didn't know if it was one certain bank.
No, it's all of them. They have to have all approval.
Library report.
You have any questions on that? Do y'all have a copy of it?
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got anything else up there? Just want to extend our sympathy to the McIntyre family. He was our oldest member. He died yesterday morning at 102 and 9 months.
Mm-hmm. commission report from the Parks and Recreation Board.
Big bet.
Ain't nobody here.
We've been working, trying to get everything done for the Labor Day celebration. We're having a barbecue cook-off. Gonna have a tug-of-war, four-wheeler tug-of-war. And we're gonna have inflatables and all kinds of games.
A lot of fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks.
How many cases do you have? What, 37?
Jim, we signed both of them and the chairman.
Okay.
Do we have any more candidates yet for the ones that were?
Yeah.
You talking about for the barbecue contest?
No, for the.
Oh, no, for the ones that were.
Park board members?
Park board members. Against, voted on yet?
I do need to ask a question, okay? I know we had talked about the mud bog and then we went mud bog to tug of war to. Now it's the.
Now we're obstacle.
It's an obstacle course.
Where is responsibility filed? Where's the liability?
They are doing release of liability.
They're gonna, yeah, they're gonna sign away.
Yes.
We cover that.
Yes, that's.
We all about that.
But I won't say nobody hurt, don't get me wrong, not at all, but.
What they're saying is, as far as the obstacle course, it is, probably the top speed is gonna be between 3 to 5 miles an hour.
It's, I don't think it's, is it small kids, tall?
It is, different age brackets, but it's, by the CCs and then the two-man.
Anytime you get moving vehicles going.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's gonna come up or something.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
Are you gonna join?
Wait a minute, I never got an answer.
Oh, which one?
Oh, yeah.
On the candidates.
We elected to put Murgaugh and,
How many we got?
William Adams.
Yeah, William Adams.
Three. So what would, Murgaugh would be the fire department?
Yeah.
Instead of the police?
And Mr. Adams.
Murgaugh was at large.
Yes, Murgaugh was at large.
Oh, it was the citizen at large.
We're still working on getting a PD representative.
We need to approve Todd as secretary.
Who was the William Adams guy?
Oh, William Adams is actually taking the lead. He is a veteran. He will be the veteran's representative. And he's also the one that's taking the lead on
the
barbecue contest.
Okay.
By the way, if you get a chance, go by Pee-wee's. He's designed the shirts there, working with Will. I think they look pretty good.
We all have to look at it. And then we don't have a sports and recreation person yet.
Yes. Who was the guy that said here for the meeting? That talked about the field.
Nathan.
Yeah, he wants to be.
Okay.
Nathan.
I want to say Nathan Adderton. Is that their last name, correct?
Yeah. Nathan Adderton.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And Nathan Adderton for the sports.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make enough? Is that all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can't find a policeman or a volunteer.
Except for the policeman, yeah. So don't we have to vote? Do we have to vote? Or do you guys will recommend them later?
And no, we're recommending them.
You recommend them
tonight?
We need to vote on it tonight.
And then we have to vote on it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't get a police?
We need.
Policeman to volunteer?
Not yet, we're still working on that.
Still working on them? Not that they don't have any potential, yeah.
And just in case, I know Jim says he thinks we did, but just in case, I think we need to vote also on Todd taking over and Secretary Todd Brown.
Taking over Secretary.
Todd Brown will be.
Oh, yeah, so.
Rocky said that.
We've already voted for Todd.
But he wasn't, secretary though.
And then. That was after our GY meeting.
Oh, y'all voting?
Yeah, because we met the 13th, I think, didn't we? No, we met the 20th. We met that next week.
Okay, so.
I thought we did. See what day that was. I don't know, we met so many times.
No.
The 6th, yeah, the 13th. The 13th was the actual meeting.
Do
Okay, so see, we met before this.
We met before that, yeah.
Before this. We'll just vote on this, please. Make sure we cover it. So I'll make a motion that we approve everyone as members, I can't remember.
Murdoch, citizen at large. William Adams, veterans representative, and Nathan Adderton as sports and rec representative.
Make a motion for them to be approved, be approved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then the secretary?
That man, the secretary, that covers secretary.
And to change the secretary from Rocky to Todd.
Todd Brown.
Todd Brown.
Yeah, wrong Todd. Sorry, Todd one, Todd two. Also, if anybody doesn't know, our theme is freedom isn't free. For Labor Day.
Does Jim need to sign this for you?
I think it, no, that's yours.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I just have two copies.
Okay, planning commission.
We didn't meet.
We didn't meet.
But this, it'll be coming up in the next couple of months, because we didn't have.
No, it's August the 31st.
It's August, isn't it?
August the 31st is our next meeting.
And that's if, we have anything on there.
Yeah.
Neighborhood issues, Paul.
August the 17th, the Patterson property, with assistance of the fire department, we're gonna take that down on August the 17th. August the 19th, I stand corrected. Thanks, LT. I have been, the next one will probably be the Thomas residence. I have been in contact with Melissa Rollins, who is, I won't call her the heir, but she is a family member. Remember, if you remember correctly, there is no will. And so we've had all immediate family members that we could locate sign. She is wanting to utilize the property once the structure comes down, to bring her uncle back, who was in a group home or is currently in a group home, to live there again. I've already explained to her that this is going to be our next project. Is coming down. It has been condemned. It's been through the, it has been voted on, and it's been through the appeals period, and no appeals were filed. And so we'll take that down. I'm not sure if we're going to, whether or not we'll burn it after it comes down and remove the shingles, or kind of what the game plan is. But as soon as that date comes back up, I will let y'all know. But that will be the next one.
Any more questions? Legal business. Approval of the first reading of Ordinance 338 to amend the annual budget.
This is the actual final budget for last year. This is the budget that's going to the auditors. After I've done all my year-end and stuff, this is the final expenditures and revenues for last year. We actually spent more money than we brought in, which we know we were going to do because of the $202,000 we spent on pay than last year. We had a capital outlays of $38,729.49. We had to replace the Ford Ranger's transmission that we did not budget for, was for $26,020, and then, which we got the money back for the air conditioner repair for the library, was $8,103.20. And then we had a 5% match on a grant, which was $2,000 something. We actually spent $381,571.70 more than we brought in. But out of that, only $107,604.09 was something that we, the rest of it, we know that we were going to spend $273,967.61 for stuff that came up that we were going to expend some of the money that we got from the water sale for. So this year, my goal is to make sure that we spend less money than we bring it in. because this makes 2 years that we've actually spent more money than we brought in, so.
But I also think the capital improvement projects are expensive, and it's still nice to be, have the money and savings that we've been able to use without having to go after low interest for own loans or taking on debt. So I know there's a lot of talk about us spending more, but it was needed for the capital improvement projects. And once the roads would get graded, you know, long-term, short-term and long-term, we need to start trying to figure in how many roads that we need to repave and take care of, and what other infrastructure we may need to replace to keep everything running well here.
The roads, that was the first time they've been paid since I came, because I paid off a note for, I think, we owed Lofty's like $100,000 when I started here, and that was from they paid some stuff in 2009, so last year was the first time it's ever been paid since then.
Since 2000.
Mm-hmm. That we've had any major paving, so I mean, it was due.
Okay, I hear a motion. Approval.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
And the auditors will be picking up the stuff, and they will start on our audit for last year on the 28th of August. I'm getting the stuff together right now for them to come and pick up. So hopefully we'll get it sooner than we did last year.
Did you put 256 back in?
Yes.
Okay,
but you wouldn't have a copy of it. You had it last
year.
Okay,
I
do.
You will see mine.
Yes, thank you. The resolution 256 is right now the county is, and correct me if I'm wrong, the county is the one who is paying for the librarians' retirement system. Right now it is not going anywhere. It's set aside and it's collecting interest. But because we have the MOE, all entities within that MOE need to sign off that, giving permission for the county to start putting in and transfer the funds that have been set aside for the librarian's retirement and put it into the TCRS system. We've had and had them come up. There will be no cost to the city, is what the state representatives from the comptroller's office have made it extremely clear. The county is the one who is placing the money and is responsible for the money. But because we're in partnership together, we all need to sign off and give the go-ahead for it.
I think they set up a new account. They've had to set up a new,
yes,
old new TCRS account because they could not be in the counties no more. But the county's keeping the money that's already there in their fund. But the other fund will be going into the TCRS for the library now. But it wasn't have no effect on their retirement when they retire, though. It'll still be the same.
Because I saw where it said they wouldn't be considered like county employees, but just that money was,
yes,
just being set aside,
yeah,
for,
yes,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion we approve the resolution 256.
Second.
Favor.
Just don't go get your signature right there, please.
Anybody have any announcements?
I think this Saturday they're having the Veterans Memorial at the Memorial Park. They're having a music and gospel music and cruise in. Starts at 12 o'clock. I think they're raising money for the Veterans Park. I think
y'all want to get a helicopter? Are y'all wanting to get a helicopter?
Yeah. Or a plane.
Or a plane.
Let's start at 12 o'clock this Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or both of them. We're trying. I also we met with Prologue today. They are have become an official sponsor of the barbecue contest, and they are providing literally a ton of wood that can be used. And they said it is, once you close it up, it is great for smoking. That's kind of how they've gone around to the Walmarts to sell their product. And so I think it's outstanding that they're willing to go down this adventure with us. And I'm looking forward to it, and so are they.
That would be good. Did you say we had, five or six people that were signed up to participate?
I think we're, seven or eight right now? And then Murdoch and I are going to McMinnville's barbecue contest, and we're going to go invite them and pass out some flyers and also applications to come on down and participate. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a great adventure for us, a new adventure for us.
We're still looking for a good name for our team. Help us come up with a good name for the Whitman.
By the way, anybody knows anybody that smokes professionally, amateur, tell them to put in their application. We're going to have trophies. We're going to have bragging rights for the locals. They'll be able to keep a trophy for a year. So please, if you know anybody that you think would be interested, or if you're interested yourself, please come see me, and I'll be more than happy to give you an application.
I hear a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor? On this liability waiver, you can waive ordinary liability, but now if it's gross negligence or something. So what I'm saying is that you're out there and you see anything that looks like it's just not normally kosher, any kind of real bad hazard that's obvious, that